Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jim Roddy, your host for Heroes. And this morning, we have a very interesting interview coming up with an organization called the Andrew Carnegie Hero Fund Commission. And we have worked with them over the last couple of years, and many of our audience will remember the stories of their heroes. And today we're going to talk about a podcast that they're doing and how successful it is. And we're going to hear a couple more stories. But right now I'd like to introduce the president and chairman of the commission, Eric Zarin. Eric, welcome back to Heroes.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
You too. And I've always been a fan of yours when you're telling the stories of the heroes. And you're going to introduce a couple of people that are new to the show, but are going to talk about your work in the last few months.
That's right, Jim. And first off, thank you. You've been such a great friend and advocate for the work of the commission and the heroes that we recognize and honor. So we really appreciate the partnership and the times that we've been with you to tell these stories on your show. I'm very happy to introduce two people that are with me today on the show. That's Jules Frainer, who is Director of Communications for the Hero Fund, and Mr. Alex DiClaudio, who joined the Hero Fund Commission as a board member last year. They both have perspective to share on the commission's new podcast. It's called Fear on Hold, and we have touched on it, talked a little bit about it before with you, but now that it's come to fruition, three of the five initial episodes have aired, so there's content to be found, there's content that will be coming soon, and we're excited about it because it gave us the opportunity to really tell these stories in a new way to some new audiences. So first, if I could just give Jules the microphone. Jules, as Director of Communications, really put this plan in motion and managed the project to bring these stories to life in the Fear on Hold podcast.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
I'm fine, Jules, and we look forward to hearing about the podcast.
So the podcast is called Fear on Hold. It was launched on September 22nd, and we have five episodes. Each one has a different story to tell about a different hero. So the ones that you have heard about before from Eric and Bill Garrison were about Peter DePinto, who rescued a woman from being struck by a train in Brookhaven, New York, and Heidi Johnston, who helped save a man from drowning after his pickup truck entered the Humboldt Bay in California, and Don Thompson, who on Christmas Day rescued a man from a burning vehicle in California. But today I'm here to share with you two more episodes that are coming out. One is called Two Heroes, One Hudson. That one is already out. And that is the story of Boyce Coleman and Jenna Finelli, who helped save a five-year-old boy from drowning in Yonkers, New York. And so in this story, there was a big community barbecue in Yonkers, and there was probably hundreds of people there. And a little boy somehow got away from his mom and entered the Hudson River. And when anyone noticed, he was about 80 feet from shore, and everyone panicked, obviously. There was no way to access the river without going over a fence. And so two people in particular jumped in and climbed a fence and went to the riverbank and jumped into the river. And the first man, Boyce Coleman, he swam to the boy. It was high tide and currents were swift. And he swam to the boy and was able to reach him, but the boy was struggling in the water, and soon Mr. Coleman began to struggle. And so Jenna Finelli, who was on shore, entered the water and swam toward them. She was a strong swimmer, but the currents were very, very swift, and she was swimming against them. And so she reached the two and asked Boyce to hand her the little boy, and he did. And so she was able to take the little boy back to the bank, but unfortunately, the first rescuer, Boyce, actually drowned in the rescue attempt. And so the podcast episode interviews Jenna and about it's about how she felt entering the river, how she felt during the rescue, and especially probably how she felt afterward. And so it really dives into the ramifications and the consequences of of being part of such a life or death act.
Every time I hear a story about a rescue from the water, I always wonder what I would do if I was standing at the bank in something. And I think that a lot of these people, the more I think about it, probably don't think, well, should I go? Or they just automatically say, there's a child in the water and I'm going to help. And they don't think about the danger to themselves. And they maybe if they stopped and thought about all of this, they wouldn't do it. But they just seem to react almost instinctively. And so often, one or more people that are helping in the rescue lose their life. So it's a really, the number of people that have been saved are remarkable. And the number of people that have made attempts, sometimes successful, sometimes not, is even more remarkable. So,
well, and that's absolutely correct, Jim. In all of the heroes that we have awarded over the years, it is predominantly an impulsive action. They always say, I didn't think, I just acted. And so that is, you know, an astute observation to make is that all of these people are acting on impulse.
You also touched on something that's very important for the work of the commission, Jim, and that is there's a before, a during, and an after in every one of these incidents. And we're generally not involved in the before, but certainly in the during and the after, because the heroes that are recognized experience a life-changing experience. It does change every life that's involved, and sometimes it brings struggles for the hero, and we're there to provide support after the incident as well. And I think Alex, as one of our newer board members, you know, joins us, you know, from a very interesting and diverse background. Most of our commission members do, but, you know, he now has a chance to experience this not only from the outside, but the work of the commission from the inside and see these stories as they are told to him by the work of the investigators and staff.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
Good, Alex. And welcome to the Carnegie Hero Fund Commission. It's a wonderful organization, and I think you're going to enjoy being on that board.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a great honor. And as someone who's had a lifelong appreciation for the legacy and the work of Andrew Carnegie, when this group's work came on my radar, I immediately said, oh, I need to be a part of that. That is something that is incredibly valuable to humanity, right? I think we know Andrew Carnegie was one of the richest men who ever lived, but what we don't often think about is that he was also a great lover of humanity, and a great part of the work of the later years of his life was in trying to build up humanity through education, through efforts towards peace and democracy. And frankly, I think the work of the Hero Fund Commission is an integral part of that in recognizing the valor of regular people who act on impulse in a moment of crisis without giving any thought to themselves, thinking only of the victim in need, and changing their own life forever, oftentimes, sadly, losing their own life in the attempt of saving someone else. So it's hard not to hear about this and feel compelled. It's hard not to hear about the stories of the heroes and feel incredibly moved and incredibly honored to play a small role in maintaining this ongoing legacy, in honoring them.
Well, Andrew Carnegie said that this foundation was his favorite of all of the things that he did, which were multiple and staggering in their cost and in their impact. But he said this was his favorite. And so, you know, his goal was to give away all of his money. He didn't want to keep it all. He had two goals during his life. One was to get rich, and the other one was to give it all away. So he's really a person to be admired.
I believe so. And it's easy to see why the Hero Fund Commission was his favorite. The work that they do is honoring the hard work that the heroes do. And the many people out there over the years who have, without thought for any kind of reward, just stepped up to the call. And so it is a real privilege to be a small part of this organization and the work that the team here does to find these heroes and to evaluate them and then put them in front of the members of the commission to award the Carnegie Medal Yeah, it's really quite remarkable. And it's a hidden gem, Jim, which is why we're so appreciative of the work that you're doing to help us tell this story. Far too few people know that this organization exists. Far too few people know about the heroes themselves. And that's our primary aim here with this effort, with the podcast that Jules has overseen and that we're so proud of, is to tell the hero's story.
Well, I think it's an opportunity for Pittsburgh and the people of Pittsburgh to be proud. This is a foundation that was established in 1909, and
1904.
Been around 1904, and so they've been around for a very long time. Always in Pittsburgh, always had people from Pittsburgh on their board. And they've sort of gone under the radar for a very long time. And there's things like this new podcast and your newsletter and the things that you're doing and being on this radio show, doing things now to let the people know. But I want to reach a point where a lot of people, you know, they're proud of the Steelers and they used to be proud of the Pirates, but they're not much anymore. But anyway, I want them to be proud of this commission and know that it's one of the more important things that to be proud of in Pittsburgh.
We agree, Jim, and that we appreciate your partnership very much in telling the stories. I think to me, and I think Alex and Jules would agree, what is truly exciting about the podcast is that people can hear right from the heroes about what they were thinking, what they were feeling, and why they did what they did. And that's much more powerful than us recounting that secondhand.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Eric Zarin, to Alex DeClaudio, and to Jules Pramer, all from the Andrew Carnegie Hero Fund Commission and the wonderful work they're doing about wonderful and remarkable people.